Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, it's a 98.5 KTK morning show recap for Friday, September 6th.
Here's what I remember about Friday, September the 6th.
Uh-huh.
You got here at 2 o'clock in the morning. What was the temperature?
82 degrees.
That's a bad sign.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be upper 90s, that heat index over 100. You know, the storm may have left us, but it left heat.
Yeah, someone left the oven on. So here's what we talked about today on the show. Believe it or not, it's the year 2019, and just 5 years ago, Storm, only 32% of companies recognized Casual Friday.
Loosen up, man.
Now it's 2019.
Yes.
Only 50% recognize Casual Friday.
It's going the wrong way, man.
They say nearly two-thirds of companies say that they allow for casual clothing at least once per day.
Once a week.
And then I thought this was actually pretty good from Goldman Sachs. That's one of those huge companies. They said that they have a flexible dress code, which means they have they can dress in a manner that is consistent with the client's expectations.
Yeah. Let's say you're not meeting with a client that day. You're just doing paperwork.
Yeah.
Be comfortable. But if you want to impress somebody, especially with Goldman Sachs, put on the good suit.
Yeah.
And meet your clients. Yeah.
It really
that
is.
Makes sense.
As long as you're not coming, you know, looking in sweatpants and you know, stained shirt, I don't really care.
If your hair's in rollers, you might want to rethink it.
Yeah. So speaking of food or thinking about it here. Apparently, being a police officer comes with some perks. Mm-hmm. Enough that a woman went to jail over it because she impersonated a police officer. Her friend was a Gwinnett police officer in Gwinnett County, Georgia.
A corrections officer?
Well, no. Her name was Brandy Green. Her friend, Patrika Edgerton, was a parole officer.
Parole officer. Okay, so she had some kind of... But somehow they had a badge and a gun when she sent her friend, the non-officer, into the convenience store to get snacks.
Yeah, so there's a little quick trip right there in Gwinnett County. And Brandy Green actually lent her police badge and her police firearm to her friend, Pekicha. And she went in to get free snacks. And apparently she does this quite often. But however, there was J.T. Smith, also happened to be a Gwinnett City police officer.
A real police officer.
A real one. Didn't notice Patria at all. Kind of asked her what's going on.
Yeah, he should know her, right? If she's an officer.
Now, she said, well, I work for for parole. I was for DCS, which apparently is like their parole system in Georgia. Mm-hmm. And I guess they don't have a badge and a firearm. So she was like, you know, I am in law enforcement. I'm getting my free stuff. So this officer decided to follow the car and pulled her over after they left the store. And they found out what was going on, that Brandy was basically giving a green light to her friend to impersonate a police officer.
Here, I don't want to get out of the car. Here's my gun and badge. I'm trying to figure out, what's a parole officer doing with a gun and a badge? Is that normal, I guess?
No, I don't think a parole officer does.
I don't
but the woman, I think you're getting confused. The Brandy Green, the woman who actually has the badge and the gun, she is a police officer.
Oh, okay. And it was a parole officer.
The parole officer is the lady who was impersonating a police officer.
That makes sense. Okay.
So needless to say, Brandy quit. She ended up being suspended, and she ended up quitting. And then Patrika there, she got arrested for felony impersonating an officer.
That's pretty expensive Slim Jim.
Yeah. So put it in perspective. That cup of coffee, you might want to just pluck down the dollar and a half for it or whatever.
Exactly.
Organizer, this was kind of cool. I did not know this because I didn't know that a lot of restaurants offer crayons to kids and to color the menu when you go out. It's kind of a nice little distraction while they wait for food and everything. Well, a lot of times those crayons are barely used or not used at all. In fact, there's about 11.4 million tons of food waste that goes into landfills, and a lot of that are crayons. And there's an organization called Crayon Collection that actually goes to these restaurants, and they will collect these crayons, and they will give them to needy schools.
That's really cool.
Because you think about, you know, all the schools, the budget's always getting cut back. Arts are always the first thing to go at schools. And a lot of times, you know, teachers are spending more and more of their own money to fund students' education and the tools they need.
No question about it. And you can actually be proactive this week, and when you go out to dinner, You can go to the Koran Collection website and get all the information you need to give to a restaurant so they, too, can participate in this crayon program.
Yeah, it's a great organization. We have links up on our website if you're interested in it. Hey, who wants free money?
All right, right over here. My hand's up. I was first.
You might be losing free money if you've not talked to your HR representative of your company because there are so many new perks that are out there. Some of them will work for you. Some of them won't, but it's worth a shot. One of the big perks, that, which is aimed to keep people in the jobs because people are, you know,
we have almost full employment now, so you got to, hey, Mr. and Mrs. Business Owner, you got to start taking care of your people.
We need some perks here. And one of the biggest perks, considering the cost of higher education being overwhelming, is that continuing education reimbursement.
Yeah, no matter how old you are, if you want to finish that degree, you know, you might be able to do it.
Yeah, it's not only geared towards the millennials. If you have a student loan that you've been paying on since the beginning of time, it feels like, you might want to check this perk out here. They say financial wellness programs are also a big perk, and this is nice because you actually get free advice from a financial professional.
Yeah, especially if you're getting close to retirement or something.
Yeah, you got retirement, maybe a house, maybe a vacation, maybe you're going to do some reno, something you're going to make a big expense on. You need to make sure that your house is in check financially, so they will help you.
I like the pet insurance one, too. That'd be a great perk, wouldn't
it? Yeah, that's one that last year, I think, is the first year that we had that, where you can pay into it like dental and medical insurance, but you actually get a wellness program where you can, you know, send the veterinary bill back to these people and they'll reimburse you. So it's pretty cool. And then finally, one that you weren't too keen about, but I like, is the flexible spending account.
No, and they always kick it back, and they always want more paperwork. Like, you know, like I went to the dentist just to go to the gift shop.
Well, I have a little secret. Well, I'll tell you what I did anyways. But what this does is it cuts down your pre-tax income. So therefore, you might get a little bit more back in your federal returns. And you're going to spend the money anyways when you go to the doctor and the dentist. But did you know you can use your flexible spending on child daycare? Did you know you can use your flexible spending on commuting costs, maybe gas for your car? These are all things you're gonna have to pay for anyways. Might as well save a little money, even if it seems like it's a little off-putting with putting up paperwork. But here's what I do, Storm. When I get that message about 2 to 3 months after my doctor visit,
you will get a letter saying we're denying this even though you were at a doctor's office, we're not denying because the paperwork wasn't
Go to the insurance, the medical insurance or the dental insurance, whatever it is. I will find every stitch of paper I can download and I email it to them.
All right. Just
that's your job to figure out what it is.
Yeah, bury him with paperwork.
Okay. And it makes me feel a little bit better.
It's just, you get this, it's so discouraging. 2 months afterwards, I don't even remember the appointment, and they're giving me they're denying a charge, a legitimate charge at a doctor's office.
Well, mine is always my dentist for some reason.
Yeah.
Now, I'll put it in perspective. It actually says dental in the name that they bill.
That's what I'm saying. It says so-and-so medical office. And like I said, I'm not at the gift shop. I'm there. I paid a man to put on a rubber glove, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
All right.
Bend over. This won't hurt much. And then finally, we learned about pizza candy canes.
Okay.
All right. From we love pizza. We have a pizza-flavored ice cream. We have pizza-themed wedding registries that you can register for.
There's pizza clothes. Have you seen the pizza comforter and the big slice of pizza that you can use as a floaty in your pool?
We love pizza.
Yeah.
So we have McPhee. They're a candy maker. They make kind of odd candies. Last year, they introduced the mac and cheese candy canes. This year they're representing with pizza candy canes. They're red and yellow striped. That's perfect for the pizza lover in your life. They describe it as a little slice of Italian spiced heaven, allegedly cooked in a candy fired oven by Sicilian elves.
I want to see somebody call up the pizza place and order a candy cane pizza, see if you can get it delivered.
Kind of weird, but this is not the only weird one they have. They have kale candy canes, pickle candy canes, even ones made out of bacon.
That's for revenge. The bacon one and the kale one, I don't know, man.
Yeah, $6 for six of them. You can get them sent to your house.
All right.
They have the links up on our website. And there's our show for today, Friday, September 6th. Of course, we're live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
ABC, yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.